and my son is currently in the APS system. Over the years, I've represented clients against APS. I've helped students in administrative proceedings in APS. And in my time doing that, I've noticed a common theme of overt or direct acts and instances of racism. And I planned on 2 minutes for the record, so I'll just say that there's a common response by this district or by the perpetrator of the racist act that they didn't know better or they didn't mean it like that. And why we're here today as the ACLU of New Mexico is to call on our public school system to know better and to institute measures so that students know better, so that teachers know better. And we sent a letter after consulting with tribal leaders, after consulting with concerned family
members.
Can
you wrap it up, please?
Yes, Chair. And we sent a letter to the district today that outlines measures that we would request that the district take so that these issues of embarrassing issues on this district of racism don't continue to occur. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Edward.
Hello. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be up here, not because I want to. It's because I'm doing it because I'm a father. My daughter was the one that was called the Bloody Indian. That is out of line, in my opinion. And no one should be called that in a context of a public school system. To be called out and to disrespect my daughter in that form is uncalled for, and that is why I am here. I speak on my behalf of my family, and I also speak on the behalf of all Native people. Personally, I am Edward Johnson. I come from the Navajo Nation. I've been living here since the birth of my daughter, and she grew up here. She was born in this city, and to be disrespected in that format in this community is uncalled for.
Thank you. Thank you, Edward. Demetrius?
So I'll introduce myself in the way I know how. Yate, Shay Demetrius Johnson, Dasha Jine, Tudachini initially, Ado Sitna Jini Bashishin, Sanjikin Asia Che, Ado Tudachini Edishanele, Tuathana Den Nasha, Agot Ego Denehesti initially. First of all, I want to say that this 1 minute, 2 minute time limit is it's kind of bullshit. We have to recognize that we are on indigenous land, and for us to only have our voices confined to a minute and 2 minutes, it's not possible, especially for my little sister. So she's actually, I think, speaking after me. So I would actually appreciate if she gets more than a minute or 2 minutes to let her tell her whole story, and also let all the girls tell their own story in the minutes that in the time that they can. I'll stop speaking. I'll let the girls speak. I actually think Carly's after me, but after that, I would like to let the girls speak for as long as they can. Thank you.
Thank you, Demetrius. Okay, let me remind you, it really is only 1 minute, and the reason is because this is not a forum for us to be able to have a long discussion. This is a forum just to make a point. And then we will, in fact, take that into consideration. So I want to make sure it's just 1 minute, okay? And I know you have a lot more to say. I know that. But we have to allow that so that everybody has the same amount of time. Okay, 1 minute. Thank you. Go ahead, Carly.
My name is Carly Lehman. I'm from the Navajo Reservation. So you talked about this being an equity meeting. The meaning of equity is fair. So if this is an equity meeting, why aren't you treating us fairly? And then for that, I think this incident that happened at Cibola High School and to these girls has everything to do with equity and inclusion. And you talked about systemic. I'm a graduate of Sandia High School. I graduated in 2007. So this is a systemic issue of 11 years. Why hasn't it been fixed? I know there's other people out there who graduated from there. So systemic, there's no change after 11 years. And what I am asking for, what I would like to be seen, is for Ms. Easton to be terminated. That's what I want to see.
Thank you, Carly. Four more. Dorothy Fulton, Keon or Joe, is that correct? If it's not, I apologize. Mackenzie Johnson, Anani Shomur. And again, I'm sure I'm not pronouncing those correct. Thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead, Dorothy.
My name is Dorothy Fulton. Yate Arnold Sconche, Dorothy Fulton, and Chiado. But ani enchlendo kintlechini abashchindo twedichini dashchedo shkanzoi dashanele, born and raised in Shiprock. I have a background in law enforcement. I've been in law enforcement for 30 years, and I was the chief of police for the Navajo Nation, and I'm currently still in justice services. And this came to my knowledge, and when my daughter came home, I was very disturbed. How in today, in this day and age, can a teacher wield a box cutter and be able to cut a child's hair? That's assault. How can a child, one of our own children, think about your children, your grandchildren, how can a teacher be allowed to close the door and not be allowed to leave the classroom? And I say that because they were told to leave their books and their bags and their phones by the door. And how, in this day and age, can a teacher be allowed to call a child a bloody Indian? Mm-hmm. It's very concerning. And how do we, as Native people, with a culture, with a story, not history, because it's our story. History is his story. Mm-hmm. And so how do we tell our elders this in our native language? It is very embarrassing. I tried and tried to say, how could, if my mom were still alive, how can I tell her in my native tongue that this happened to her grandchild?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Keanu, is that correct? Keanu? Okay, thank you, Keanu.
My name is Keanu Joe, and I'm a student at Siebel High School. Okay. I wanted to say every day for first period, I walk into AP World History with an amazing teacher who is honest. I have had many history teachers in the past, and they've all sugarcoated the real history of America. Not my AP teacher. She doesn't mind sharing that America was built on Native land. After being proud of where I come from and being proud that I'm still here and I'm still alive, I hear students behind me and around me say, what are Native Americans? Who are they? I think they still live in teepees. I think they're like this. They still cut people. They still do these things. And then that's when it hits me that these students don't know who I am. They don't know where I come from. What I want to see change is in how history is taught on Native American people, along with teachers being taught to be trustworthy. I want to be able to go to school and trust my teachers that they're going to keep me safe and that they're going to be on my side no matter what. I hid behind a wall because two teachers said that I should have stayed quiet, that I shouldn't have said anything, that I should have just not have gone to the principal's office at all, that this was blown out of proportion. I fear to speak my mind now, but it's my First Amendment. When I stay quiet, I allow other students around the country to be bullied by their teachers, to be suppressed by this school system, and that's not right because we deserve and we have every right to be at this school and to learn and to be safe in that school. I want to learn. Why won't you guys just let me learn in a peaceful environment? Why do I have to overcome certain obstacles just to get the same education as other kids?
Okay, thank you, Kiana.
I want that. In an environment at school where I can learn without those obstacles. Please. Just listen to that and do that for me because I can't let other students feel that way too. Go through those obstacles as I went through. I can't let the bullying continue on me and my friends because we're Native American students.
Okay, thank you, Keanu. Appreciate it. Mackenzie? Mackenzie, go ahead.
Thank you to all of you who spoke up. Shit, Mackenzie Delaney Johnson, Indonesia. Twitter Gene Nishlin, Sena Jenny Bushin, Sanchi Kaneda Shiche, Twitter Gene Ada Chanela. Hello, I'm Mackenzie Johnson, and I'm a junior at Sibola High School. I came here to inform you guys on the story of what happened to me and my fellow Indigenous classmate. On Halloween, while waiting outside class, I see a non-native just in a Pocahontas costume, and nothing was done about it. No announcement, no assembly, not even this incident wasn't even looked upon at our school, wasn't even acknowledged. But on Halloween, when we entered the class, it was dark and only a few candles on the desk and this big Promethean light. She told us to put our backpacks by the door, and we were really excited to see what the day, see what she had planned for us for Halloween. She gave us no warning of what was going to happen. Miss Eason explained her costume through her video of Marie Laveau, and what she was a voodoo witch from New Orleans. She read a poem after that and asked comprehension questions, and if you got it correct, you got marshmallows. If you got it incorrect, you were fed dog food. She called on three people. The first person, he didn't know. He was given dog food, Miss Eason saying, "It's organic, you can eat it." He refused, obviously, and she went after him with a box cutter saying, "Are you sure you're not going to eat it?" She went up to the second person. He only answered two of the questions. He was also given dog food, and he refused. She went after the third. She said the two that the previous student said and was also given dog food, and she refused. Miss Easton said, "Do you like your braids?"
Can you holding wrap it up, Mackenzie? I know you've got a long story. I know you've got a long story, but we have 1 minute, guys.
Do you like your braids?
Everybody has to be fair about it.
She said, "I do." She looked at the class and said, "Do you think scissors would do the trick?" The class was so confused because we didn't know what was going to happen, but we put the pieces together because we're an AP class, obviously. Like, first of all, we didn't expect this to happen, and she just cut her hair, and the sound of cutting hair was like the sound of celery when you break it off. After she cut her hair, she just sprinkled it on her desk. Keep in mind, this third student was the first time she was getting called out in class. She was embarrassed. She was planning to grow out her hair. As Indigenous people, we value our hair. She gave out a grammar worksheet, but keep in mind the class is dark, and so she called on people with their flashlights, giving them a spotlight. Some people ate the dog food and some people refused. Some people ate the marshmallows and some were given dum-dums. But once she called out on me, she asked, "Now what are you supposed to be, a bloody Indian?" I was stunned. I didn't know what to say, but the whole class was in awe. They're like, "What happened? What did she just say?" I was so furious. I was so mad. I was getting red. I was shaking.
Please
what she said
up.
After that
please wrap
was...
It up, Mackenzie, please wrap it up, okay? I'm giving you a lot of extra time. Okay?
What she said was that offensive? Hell yeah, that was. Of course it was offensive. Miss Easton said, "Well, you are bloody. And you are a..." You know what she was going to say. She didn't say it. But she moved on with the class, and the class was dismissed early. Following that, the days leading up till now, my friends and I, Kiana, and the third classmate, we've all been harassed by our peers and by our teachers. We shouldn't have to learn in this type of environment. I want you guys to change this. I want all of you guys to look at me and hear me say that Indigenous people are resilient. We are still here. You're on Native land right now. I didn't expect my elementary and middle school friendships to be broken. I didn't expect to hear this type of thing from my teacher. I just came to school to learn. This is why I took my AP class, was to learn, to get into good colleges and get my scholarship so I can I can educate myself and I can help go back and help my people. People, my peers have said things to me saying it wasn't a big deal. You took it too far. It was only that much hair. Broken trust, friendships, more stress. I've been angry. And I'm especially angry at the people who don't acknowledge this, the people who don't acknowledge that my people are still here. Just look at the audience. Look at them.
Thank you, Mackenzie. Can we, because we have other speakers. I am
still talking.
We have other speakers that really need to want to say things, too. They want to say things, too.
I give her my time.
No, we can't. Guys, we can't.
Do you guys allow the teachers to treat us this way?
No,
I don't
that's what,
think so.
That's where we're starting. That's what we're trying. That is what we're trying to do, Mackenzie. And that is the whole point.
I want the history classes changed. I want our people to be known. I want nobody to feel the way me and my classmates or any of my people feel. No one should go through this. Nobody.
I understand. I understand.
Despite what any race you are, especially if you're Indigenous, we get put to the bottom since Europeans got here, since people have colonized us, don't expect us to stay quiet. We all want our voices heard, and if our time limit exceeds that, then so be it. We're here to speak.
Thank you. Okay, let me talk again about this, okay? If we cannot speak to the 1 minute, then I'm going to shut it off at 30 minutes because we've given 30 minutes. And theoretically, we had 30 speakers, or actually we had 29, and that was giving everybody 1 minute, okay? So if we can't do that, if we can't adhere to that so that everybody has a chance to speak for 1 minute, I will shut it off at 30 minutes, okay? So if you're going to speak more than 1 minute, you're taking the time from everybody else, okay? I want to make sure that's clear. Okay, I want to let you do that, okay, because I do want to respect your time. I want to put this at the front so that you guys can speak, and we've heard you, okay? We've heard this information, okay? We do believe in that, okay? But if you're going to say the same thing, then that's just we've already heard it once. So I want you to go ahead. I want to speak through all of the 30 people, but if you're going to speak more than 1 minute, I'm going to shut it off at 30 minutes, okay? So I think this was now Anani, and you're a student as well, Anani. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Anani Shomar, and I'm a freshman at Siebel High School. At first when I heard about this, I was really shocked, and I didn't know how to feel. But now I'm just disappointed, but I'm glad that there are things being made, being done, that people are starting to realize that this did happen. And this has been happening for many years. And I'm disappointed that this still has to happen in 2018. In all places, Albuquerque, New Mexico, where there are thousands or hundreds of Indigenous tribes, and of all people, I had to be a teacher to say it, to do that thing. I just want teachers to be held to a more professional level.
Yep.
And this isn't just an attack on the students. It's an attack on all Indigenous Native tribes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have Carlissa Benley, Tara Begay, Dr. Jennifer Dennett Dale, is that correct? And Ronalda Tomei.
Hi, good evening. I'm Carlisa Benelli. I'm a parent. Nani's my daughter. And for when I first heard of this incident, I was hoping and expecting to hear something immediately. And I waited for four whole long days. As a parent, it's not something you want to do. And that's all I wanted was to hear what you just had said, the planned.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful, but from my point of view, ready to pull her. I didn't get answers from the principal. I tried making attempts. She was in conversation with me, but I told her just anything, anything to tell me that there is, you know, some sort of committee going on. And just not to sweep it under the rug, I'm ready to pull my daughter. She's an A. Most of these girls are A-plus students, excellent students. And for my daughter to experience this in a school where I pay pay taxes to, you know, I'm a supervisor, federal government for 16 years. I'm a general engineer in charge of a hospital. So when you hear this kind of thing, it's inexcusable. And I tried to make sense of why did this teacher do this at my daughter's school. My mother fought very hard for Navajo culture and education. She's a state board member, former, and her name is on a state building, Bernice Lucy Paiochi Benali Heritage, Navajo Heritage Cultural Center in Shiprock. So it's not like us to stand by and not say anything. We want to be heard, and we want something to happen. Especially more concerning is it sounds like we're just scratching the surface. And I really think, I'm hoping APS, you all decide to do something, put some sort of action into place. And as a leadership person, that's what I was expecting from the principal, just to acknowledge it. Thank you.
Thanks, Carlisa. Tara, Tara Begay.
Yate She Tara Begay and She. I am the sister to Carlisa, and I'm the aunt to Anani Shomar. I am also a descendant of Chief Menyelito. So I am here in solidarity, not just with my people, but for the students of Cibola High School and all indigenous peoples here and across Turtle Island, Nihiman Nahastan. I just got a note from one of the students to say that the principal knew about the dog food. So I'm asking, how are you guys going to change the curriculum? How are you guys going to implement that indigenous peoples are here? How are you going to teach not only the white man's history, but also our history, what we know, what we were taught? How are we going to be represented? Ekehet.
Thank you very much. Jennifer?
I'm a longtime resident of Albuquerque. I've been an educator for more than 30 years. And I want to say, a bloody Indian, haircut, dog food, fear and terror in the classroom by a teacher who should be protective and trustworthy. This speaks of assault. It raises the question of why the school did not immediately call the police and raise the questions of assault, of criminal activity. The school board and the community of Albuquerque should be raising these questions, and we should say that this is not to be tolerated, and it is not to be accepted on any account. I'm very pleased to say that the Pueblo leaders and the Navajo Nation come in support and have asked, what do we need? And so I hope that you will hear the community of Albuquerque and put an end to this ridiculous nonsense.
Thank you very much. Hi, Ronaldo.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm glad to be here, and for those of you who sit on the board and know me, Ronalda, and the work I do within this district, but also that my children were graduates of Cibola High School. I am an advocate and a student and also an educator. Our friendship with me and you also extends into the place where I could be honest with you and I could be truthful. And the reason I'm here today is because of our friendship and what I have done in work with you. But I also want to let you know that this is very hurtful.
Yeah.
I will not stand for this. and my people will not stand for this. Our children are connected to us spiritually. And to break the spirit of these children is to say to you, how will you repair that? Because we will have to do that. They can't go back into that school. It has the thought of them returning. I can't tell you what this has done to them. But I want to say to you as friends, as parents, and as people who represent our children, this is inhumane. Mm-hmm. And the adult who is responsible for this will pay, because these children will never be who they were the moment they stepped into that classroom. Their innocence has been taken from them, and it can't be repaired. Please, as a friend, as an advocate, we need action. And enough is enough. Thank you.
Thanks, Renata. We have four more. Rhea Thundercloud, Elena Suffling, and Zeke Arganis, and Alicia Cortes. So Rhea, is that correct?
Yes.
Go ahead, Rhea.
My name is Rhea Thundercloud, and I'm a former APS student. I'm a graduate from La Cueva High School in 09, and I have dealt with this for years as well, growing up in high school. I feel that if teachers are giving this example, students are going to imitate it, and this gives other students the right to mistreat Native American students, which is unfair. If anybody's religion, Catholicism, Christianity were threatened, it would be immediate action would be taken. And this is comparable and equivalent to witchcraft, cutting somebody's hair, because it is that sacred to us. And I just feel like this is ridiculous, and I think that there can be something done. And APS has the power to change it right now. The time is now.
Thank you, Elena. Appreciate it. Maria. Elena, is that correct? Elena Suffling? Go ahead, thanks.
Hi, my name is Elena Yen Suffling, and I just wanted to pass on some messages from the students. They wanted y'all to know that the students involved included the president and the vice president of the Native American Club at Cibola, and they're both honor roll students. That was the one thing they were able to, I was hoping to pass my time on to them, because I think that they deserve to share their full story. I think that this is an ongoing problem that I've been hearing about for in the school system, and I have a few talking points here. I think there have been repeated incidents and complaints. Students of color at APS are continually subjected to racially hostile school climates. I do believe that this was, this was assault, this cutting of hair, feeding dog food. I am in shock to hear about all of this. And the community is going to rise up, and you're going to hear a lot more from the community. So I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Thank you, Elena. Zeke, is that correct? Zeke?
Yeah, it's a question. Zikar Jinnis Nisha, she Kiani Nishle, Ado, Totachini Bashchin, Yedin Dashiche Ado, Honorani Dashinale, a good other Nishle. I'd just like to say first, the traditional now home myself, I see this incident just very immoral. It's very horrific, if you will, because. As from what I've been taught before, is that the hair represents, like it was mentioned before, that it is important in our culture, not only in Navajo culture, but in the indigenous people's culture in whole. And the hair represents, it keeps our history. So when you grow your hair long, you preserve your history from out all the time. And when you cut it off, you're cutting off your history. And by seeing this as from without ceremonial purposes, this is just very, very inappropriate. And just terrifying for me, because learning from, you know, the incident of witchcraft, we forbid witchcraft because we believe that is a sign of imbalance, that is like walking up the corn pollen path. So when you're cutting off hair and you're using that not for ceremonial purposes, but let's say for witchcraft, that is scary. And to have this individual, this...
Thank you, Zeke. Please wrap it up, okay, please. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. One more. I have like a couple seconds.
Sure.
To see this, it just brings me down. It brings me more than just just down. It hurts me internally, and just by learning from this incident, I hope that there will be some form of justice rather than what the teacher is going through now. Yeah.
Thank you, Jake. Alicia. Alicia, thank you.
Before I speak, I would like to acknowledge the traditional land of Sandia and Isleto Pueblo that Albuquerque sits upon. My name is Alicia Caris, and I am here in support of the Native students here at Cibola High School. I am appalled at this situation. As a proud member of the Kiwa Pueblo, or Santo Domingo Pueblo, my family has taught me that our hair is sacred. If you haven't noticed, my hair is below my knees. And so my grandmother taught me that this is an extension of our being and continues our ancestral heritage and also keeps us connected to our culture. Today, 60% of Native Americans live in cities, and this number is steadily growing. Our Native children are in your care while gaining a Western education. They are meant to trust their teachers, and this was entirely the opposite of this so-called trust. Our Native children deserve better than this, and our school systems need to hold our educators accountable. This is an act of assault on these students, and there needs to be a change. You see how we all stand up. We are all here for our little sisters that that they have gone through this appalling situation. They are students. Their priority is to learn, to gain an education while in your school. They don't need to be sitting in these meetings defending themselves. I hope you guys will understand that and take that into account. Thank you for allowing us to speak this tonight.
Thank you, Alicia. Appreciate that. Four more. We got, and I'm going to mispronounce this, probably Lebrex, Abieta, and Jeremiah Dion, Mariah King, and Morris Chena. Is that correct? Go ahead, Lebrex. You can probably pronounce your name better for me, thanks.
Yeah. My name is pronounced Labore.
Labore, thank you very much.
I'm from the Pueblo of Isleta here in New Mexico, and as well as the Navajo. I come here today as a parent, and I just want to express these three things that keep coming to my mind. As a parent, I want to know that my child can trust their teacher. I want to know that they're safe in a public education setting, and I want to know that our future for these people is going to be a prosperous one. To hear the full story of what happened in this classroom, I don't see this as anything less than witchcraft being done on innocent children. This is assault. This is battery, aggravated. If we're going to get break it down even further, but there will be something done. There will be action taken, and I want to see it happen myself.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Larry. Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. Hello, my name is Jeremiah, and I have an incident that happened to me in middle school, which I was discriminated for who I was. And this was a substitute teacher as well, which my friends were at my table, and they saw this happen, and they were appalled by what had happened. And I just want to let this note. This happened to me while I was in eighth grade. Can't remember the time. And I would like to also say that my teacher now is teaching about post-colonialism. And it's always it's mainly about African Americans. And I'm not being racially insensitive to them. I just wanted to say, how come we can't also get that respect? Sure. And that's about it.
Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate it greatly. Is Mariah, is that correct?
Yes, Amaya.
Amaya.
Okay. I'm Maya King, and I am a sophomore at Sandia High School. And when I first heard of what happened at Cibola High School, I was shocked. And the way Native students in APS are treated and how often we don't get any coverage and justice is awful. And as a student at Sandia High School, we need Native voices to be heard in all schools at APS. Why is there still Colonial Day? Why are these hurtful stereotypes even tolerated? And students getting their hair cut, students being called a bloody Indian. Why is this happening? And it's been happening. It's ridiculous. And I want there to be justice and to learn with my fellow Native students in an environment that respects us. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. Morris, is that correct?
Good evening, everyone. I'm Myris Chino. I'm a longtime resident of Albuquerque. I'm a parent of a student who graduated from the Albuquerque Public Schools. And it really amazes me that this hasn't gone much farther than these rooms. If it was anybody else, any other ethnic group, a white person, Spanish, this would have been dealt with severely, and yet we're still here speaking for this or at this at a one-minute time limit. I mean, this is not right. Something has to change. For 400 years, we've been dealing with this kind of violence, this kind of discrimination, and it does have to change. Since 1598, when the Butcher Oñate came to New Mexico, we've been having to deal with this kind of racism. Yes. It's up to you people. All you people can make a change. It's not simply education or re-educating this person. This person has to be fired. Yes. You have to call for it. All of you have to call for it. You're working. You people here are working for the people. I don't see any brown faces up here. I don't see anybody up there that really truly represents the Native American people. And yet, you have no respect for these students. This was a violent act, and it should be dealt with through law enforcement. Yep. And you have to call for it.
Thank you, Morris. Thank you, Morris. Appreciate it. The next four, April Chi, Melissa Tsao, Ajani Yepa, and Cody Slana. I'm sorry. Can't read there. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead, April.
Yat A, April Chi Yanishia, Tapahanishle, Nakai, Vashishchi, Nashihi, Dashate, Nakai, Nashinale. Hello, everyone. My name is April Chi. I'm a community member and a longtime resident of Albuquerque. To you, I ask, as those in power, why a teacher who has committed criminal assault against a student, a child, has not been fired? The lack of immediate response from Cibola High and the APS school system to this incident proves to the indigenous community and students that Albuquerque Public Schools do not care about the safety and well-being of our indigenous students. You, as educators, should make your priority to provide equal opportunity access to education and create a safe environment for all students. So I can only hope that you, as board members, are truly here to listen to us and our concerns, because we are all here to hold you accountable.
Thank you very much, April. Melissa, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Melissa So. I'm from the Navajo tribe, and my son is a student here at APS, and so, you know, that's one of the reasons why I'm here. And also, like, when, you know, something happens to one of our indigenous relatives, we all come together and we stick up for them and we stand with them. And so I'm sure most of us, I can almost guarantee you that most of us here have experienced this kind of, you know, racism while we're growing up in the public education system. And I've heard all kinds of stories about APS and how you all have your in-house meetings to prevent stories from getting out. And I'm just here to tell you, this is not going to be one of them. Because we're all here, and we heard the stories. We have national news who are ready to hear us out. We have Teen Vogue who wants to hear their story. And so if you're going to act in an ethical manner, you got to do it now. Because we're. Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa. Ajani, is that right? Ajani?
My name is Ajani Yepa. Yeah, I'm from the Pueblo of Jemez. I was a student at Cibola High School 10 years ago. I did not graduate on time because of the experiences I had in my classrooms my senior year in my English class and in my history class where I was discriminated against. I did get my diploma a year later, but I did not go to school because I did not feel comfortable in that room. We have stories. This has been happening for a long time, and I want to know from you all, did you hear about this incident, and was it even on your radar? And when were you going to address the community about this instead of us bringing this issue to you on today? It wasn't even on your agenda. So when were you going to address this issue? Because did you even know about it? And what were you going to do, and why hasn't something already been done? Because this has been happening for a long time. And I am also a parent, and this has to change. The curriculum needs to change. We need to have mandatory Native literature. We need to fire you. You need to fire that teacher, and you need to do something. Why are we coming to you now? Where is your response?
Thank you. Cody, is that correct? Cody.
Hello. So I wanted to say I'm a student from UNM. I've grown up here in Albuquerque. And one thing that is a demand right now is that the curriculum at APS be changed to have a Native American aspect to it, right, where it really gets into what has happened here in the United States. At UNM, I've learned that genocides happened here, and along that, I've also learned that this is stolen land. You know, those are key things that need to be taught. The teachers need to know these things because this is what's being, like, taught in a Native American, like, literature, right? There's plenty of literature out there. There's, like, Vine Deloria. There's Leslie Mormon Silco. Today, I was doing a report on Gerald Visner, who talks about survivance, right? And along with that comes resistance. And it's important to get this type of education, and it's important for there to be justice on this issue. This teacher, there needs to be something done. And I want to add one more thing. Storytelling is so important in Native American culture. And tonight, that was it felt very disrespected whenever the student that this happened to could not even speak. Right. Like, and then to turn it around and blame it on the students for us not having enough time to speak, to throw threats, I found that to be very disrespectful.
Thank you, Cody.
Curriculum change.
Thank you. Thank you, Cody. Nick. The next four, Tony Padilla, Verland Coker, I believe, Pauline Sims, and Robin, can't read the last name, Robin Minthorn, maybe? Minthorn? Thank you.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Tony Padilla. I'm the ethnic studies teacher at Rio Grande High School.
And I wanted to say today that because of this incident, APS collectively as an institution must now hang our heads in shame, because incidents like this revisit hundreds of years of trauma on Native American peoples, on indigenous peoples, not only throughout this country, but throughout the world. I just finished teaching a whole unit on the Indian schools, and now we have this type of incident happening in our schools. This just highlights the need for APS to implement an ethnic studies curriculum district-wide, K-12, not only for the students, but also professional development for the teachers and anti-racism training for the administrators and for all of yourselves. We need to have this done. We need to have this done now. And I just want to say, look, if this happened to a student, if this happened to a teacher, turn it around and imagine if a student came at a teacher with a box cutter and tried to cut their hair, that student would be in jail. Yeah. We need to do something.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you very much. And thank you.
Verlaine, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Thank you.
The longest undeclared war in history is the war against the American Indian. My name is Verlaine Coker. I ended my high school career 6 years ago with a fifth year, no diploma. I took a GED a few years later and scored in the top 3%. I speak firsthand that the educational environment at APS is a disservice, especially for indigenous youth. From the toxic masculinity that makes young Native men ashamed of their hair, to the over-sexualization and fetishization of Native women, to the expectation of failure pushed upon students with brown skin by their teachers and the curriculum itself. I witness APS ignore and contribute to the continued cultural and intellectual genocide of indigenous peoples. This incident is overt in its racism, but is the more subtle and nuanced racism that allowed it to happen. With APS's history of statistical dishonesty and administrative ineptitude, I can't ask this to get fixed overnight. I can only ask that we do better. And I do find it ironic that this is a meeting on equity, a system designed to give more resources to those who need it, yet gives everyone a forced equal 60 seconds. The women that spoke before me and the elders that spoke before me deserve my time more than I do. And I find it very ironic and offensive that you don't give us more time. How can we respect your time when you don't respect the students' time in the classroom, nor do you respect our children, you don't respect our women, don't respect our elders, and you don't respect us?
Thank you very much. Pauline, is that correct? Pauline
Sims, and I'm a proud Native American of the Pima tribe from Arizona. I have several college degrees, and one is in educational administration and bilingual education. And I am appalled also that as professionals in the educational system, I have taught child development, and the trauma that is being brought on these children is a scar for the rest of their lives. I'm 70 years old, and I have had to put up with this prejudice and this negativism and this degrading language of people of color, and especially the Native peoples. This is our land, and we do not need to be degraded and put down. And this is my hair, and this is my family, and this is my grandmother and my aunts, and all of my blood is in here. And you cannot touch my hair. You better not touch my hair, because you will have a battle. And I am a strong Native woman, and this has to stop. You cannot continue to traumatize our children. If any of you, which you should have had child development, you know that the trauma of childhood continues throughout your life. And even in children who are in foster care, you cannot cut their hair. That is a no-no, and it is against the law. So keep your hands off of our hair, off of our culture, respect us for who we are, and we are moving forward. And if I have another 20 years, I will be out here fighting.
Thanks, Pauline. Robin?
Yes, hi.
Hatsa Robin Minthor Nimka. I'm a citizen of the Kiowa Tribe of Oklahoma, a descendant of the Nez Perce, Matilla, Apache, and Assiniboine tribes. I'm also an associate professor in educational leadership in Native American studies at the University of New Mexico. I'm also the Kiva Club co-advisor, and I'm also the co-chair of the Diversity Council at the University of New Mexico. So I understand the dynamics of your committee and what you need to do. So what I would have suggested first is to make this an agenda item and making it a priority of your committee. And I also suggest making it a permanent item until it's fully addressed, whether it's for Native Americans or for racial climate within APS. I know that you have the power to set agenda items and that you should be able to do that for the next coming meetings so that you're making sure that it is a priority and on your agenda and on your radar. So one of the things, I just wanted to read a paragraph from Laura Harris, who is the co-founder of Cibola Indian High School Club. She said, as a co-founder of the Cibola Indian Club in 1976, I'm disappointed in my alma mater. While the actions of one teacher should not condemn the whole school, we must take a holistic approach to end systemic racism. APS policy language regarding cultural awareness and equity reads well. Unfortunately, there must be a disconnect between the APS administration and teachers in classrooms. To properly address this problem, APS needs concrete goals to ensure that Native Americans are reflected in the faculty, administration, employees, and the indigenous history is adequately represented in the curriculum. Until APS can successfully institute ways of providing culturally affirming spaces for people of color, there will be a continuation of the dismal and unacceptable educational achievement statistics of Native students within the APS system. And that's from Laura Harris, who's also the executive director of Americans for Indian Opportunity, which is a national and international organization. So just so you know that there are people who are watching and how you handle this. Sure. So I think the first thing is that there needs to be apology from APS, from the teacher, from Cibola High School. There needs to be indigenous history and indigenous culture taught across the curriculum. Native American Heritage Month needs to be recognized across the system. And so I just want to also offer that I'm willing, and I know there's other professionals willing to offer the support if you need help figuring out the next steps. Mm-hmm. So know that you're not on your own, but know that there needs to be action taken. Aho.
Thank you very much. And our last speaker is Brian Harvey. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. To the school board, to the audience, to people here. My name is Brian Harvey. I am Navajo Dene, and I come from the Navajo Nation. My clans are, which I'm going to tell you, in Navajo and English, so that way I can educate you in something with what you can understand. So my clan is Tabwanhe, which is Edgewater. Some say water edge, but it's Edgewater. So and then I was born for Tutnasunny, which is Tango people. And then I was born out of my mother's side, my father, my grandfather, Kiani, which is Towering House. And also for my dad's side, my paternal side, my grandfather, which was Nakai Dene, Mexican people. Those stories are long. They take forever. They have songs, ceremonies to them. But that's in a different sense. And those are stuff that we can educate the children in Albuquerque as well as the state of New Mexico. Now, I brought my children out here, four boys, 2000, to get them educated. They could have stayed at the reservation schools and only stayed with who they know. But I wanted to bring them out here so they can have the diversity and learn about other cultures. And throughout those years, we've had incidences that happened to our sons. One was being in athletics. You know, they got put to the back, even though they were one of the top players from what they were told by their peers and as well as some student, other students and teachers. But that was frustrating for them. And I also have a younger son, a fourth son, and they all had long hair. My fourth son had to deal with it in school. 7-year-old had to deal that he was a girl for having long hair. So we had to educate the school for that. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of work just to educate your child and tell him and make sure that he doesn't feel bad because he's a boy and he understands that and he knows, but having told that he's a young girl. No. Our hair is very sacred. You touch it. The only person who touches your hair would be your mother, your sister, your grandmother, your great-grandmother. Those are the ones. Or even a father, a brother, anybody. Your family is the one that touches your hair. Nobody else does that. That's very sacred. And for having a seven-year-old to learn that in school, that's what I wanted for my kids is diversity, you know. I wanted them to be proud of who they are, to learn other cultures, and they want to have their culture be learned. Just so that way you can understand who we are, not just because of what we were. We're not what we were. We are who we are. And for you to tell everybody that we have that you want to hear us, okay, I taught the family that I'm helping, that I'm here supporting. I was an instructor for teaching young boys, all from kindergarten to fifth grade. We had a young white boy, Anglo boy. We also had some Mexican, Hispanic boys that were singing with them, with a bunch of people, you know. And that's a lot of work to help them. I always taught them and told them, you got to listen. Three words I told them. You got to listen, you have to understand, and respect. Some people say you hear, you're going to hear something. It may go out the other ear. But if you listen, you can understand and respect what you're being told. So I try to implement that, and maybe that's what we all need to understand. You're telling us you want to hear us. Okay, now it's time to listen, understand, and respect us as people, just like you, your children. I want to respect your children. I want to teach your children some of these stuff, too, but I'm not qualified. But
well, you are. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate the comments. Who are you?
I'm Seth the Beta. My name is not on there.
It's not on there.
I'm just going to take a few seconds.
Sure. I'm going to give you a few seconds.
Is getting ready to retire. Do not sweep this under the rug and allow her to get there. She needs to be fired now. Another prime example. There's a translator for Hispanic people. Mm-hmm. Where is the translator for our Native people?
Thank you all for coming. I think in fact, you will understand that the board and the administration and this district does hear you. We do have an awful lot of effort going on with Daisy Thompson and in Indian Affairs. We are making as much progress as not as we can. So obviously we need to make better progress. So I think you're going to hear that in the near future. You're definitely going to hear it. One of the things I said before was I'm looking for systemic solutions to this. You all have told me about systemic issues, right? You've told me about things in the past. You've told me about things that are happening. That's what we need to address, guys, not just a single incident. We need to address the whole issue of what's going on. And it's not just Indian Americans. It's indigenous folks. It's other folks, right? It's a lot of folks. It's a lot of different things that we have to do better with. And that's what we're going to deal with, okay? I can guarantee you the board supports you. I can guarantee you the administration supports you. And we're going to make a difference here, okay? And you guys are already making a difference. So thank you very much for being here. Guys. Guys. Listen. The board does not fire particular people, okay? It's the administration does that. And they will do what they need to do once the investigation is totally complete. You've made a lot of good points. The administration is talking to a lot of people about this, okay? They're talking to students. They're talking to the teachers. They're talking to the administration to make sure that we understand exactly all the things that need to be done. And it's not just for the teacher. It's other things as well. Okay? It's other things as well. So I appreciate you being here. I've given you guys an hour here, okay? That's not enough, and we all understand that. We need to have better discussions in different kind of a context where we can actually have a back and forth, okay? That's not what we... That's a good suggestion. I didn't say that.
Why can't you guys tell us right now? We're going to get on it. We're going to find a date. We're going to schedule it so we can hear. With no time limit, they have a complete